We just did a big segment on Westerns, our favorite Westerns and the genre in particular. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a gentleman who is an expert in Western films and Western television. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir.
It's Tim Snimpantony.
Odd last name.
Yeah, Tim Snimpantony, and I'm an expert on the Old West. I'm an adjunct professor over here at TCU on the Old West, and we're a growing department. We just recently acquired the Kerry Newcomb papers.
Oh, wow, including Ride the Panther?
Ride the Panther, yes. Call Down Thunder.
Oh, that's great.
Official novelist, I believe, of your show.
Yes.
In fact, he is, yeah.
Hey, speaking of, isn't this the show that has the promotion that if you find the dead hooker behind the dumpster, you win free Mavs tickets?
No. That's stupid. No, of course not.
I heard that reported once.
No.
It was reported once, yes.
Yeah, Phil Henry show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But thanks for the callback.
Yeah, after a career as a huge Hollywood producer, I got this job over here at TCU, and, you know, I'm educating the people on the Old West. It's not what people think it was, the Old West. We really romanticize the Old West in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason men love Westerns is because it's all about the two F's.
What's that?
Fighting and sexual intercourse.
Yes. But maybe you're right about that.
And perhaps the reason the movies are so popular, I think, is because you can't smell the women.
Why would you concern yourself with that?
Well, George, come on, think about it. Women in the old days didn't have some of the hygiene conveniences that we have today. I mean, that's, you know, why their crotches look like Yetis who never got around to shampooing after a head wound.
He is an expert, George, on the Old West.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to question you. But,
I am an expert. And that's a good thing, by the way, because lack of hygiene was the only form of birth control there was back then. I mean, if it wasn't for onion crotch, every family would have had 40 kids instead of the tasteful 12 that they ended up with.
So have you actually worked on films that we may have seen?
Yes, I've worked on many films. Have you ever heard of Hang 'em High, Knock 'em Up in Ya?
No.
Yeah, it was John Wayne's last movie, in fact. He died during the filming of it. He starred opposite of John Ritter. It was kind of a gay buddy cop deal or something.
Well, never heard of that.
No, I hadn't either.
Well, we had to shelve it, you know, because the Duke, he kicked off this mortal coil during the middle of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's why we hadn't seen it.
Yeah. We tried there for a while to have his parts performed by elder buddy Hackett. It just didn't work. You know, the continuity wasn't there.
Yeah, I can see why that wouldn't work with John Wayne.
But I do have a new film coming out. It's called The Most Fabulous Gun in the West. It kind of reimagines Wyatt Earp as a French transgender. It's very politically progressive. I don't know if audiences are going to buy it. It's not the same Old West.
Yeah, that sounds
a little out there.
But a very harsh life back then. You know, the average lifespan was only 20.
I find that hard to believe.
I think a little higher than that.
Yeah, retirement age was 13. You had to be 13 before you could collect Social Security.
That's a harsh life.
It was a very hard world. Imagine having to dung into the same pot you ate soup out of.
Well, I don't know they did that. Are you sure you have all your facts straight?
They sure did. I mean, where do you think we get the term potty from? You had to go into the pot you cooked out of.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the same one you cooked up.
He is an expert.
My information. You're questioning my information?
I'm not. You're an expert.
Yes, I am. Some of those things.
Who's questioning it?
This is George.
Oh, okay. The guy with the failed country experimental band. Yeah. The one who's always trying to impress supermodels with your struggling band. Yeah, I know who you are.
No, sir. Yeah. We raise money for charity.
Yeah, you bring those bird dogs west of the Pecos, and I'll give you an ass full of buckshot. How does that sound?
That sounds fun.
Good morning to you.
Okay, we'll see you.
He chased him off. I had so many questions about the Old West.
Don't worry, he's a jerk. That's Tim Snimpantony, Western expert.